This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1267, How Kwong Passed IELTS in Just 2 Weeks.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Once she had our 3 key strategies, Kwong only needed 2 weeks to be ready to score the overall 7 she needed. In today's episode, she'll share how she did it and strategies you can use to get your scores on test day. On IELTS Energy, we're always telling you to listen to more natural native English. This improves your listening skills so you can follow along more easily on the test. And it improves your speaking skills because you can copy how natives talk. Wouldn't it be amazing if this natural native English you're listening to also taught you vocabulary, grammar, and speaking strategies? That's what our All Ears English podcast does. Open your search bar and type in All Ears English and hit follow for fresh, fun episodes every week. See you there.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Very excited to bring a special guest today. Kwong, can you introduce yourself to the IELTS Energy listeners here?
Hi, Orisna. My name is Kwong and I'm from Thailand. Now I am a researcher working for the Peter Liam Chemical Company One. And yeah. Okay. As you know, so far, I'm happy with my score from IELTS so far.
Yes. And you just got amazing scores that you posted in the 3 Keys Facebook group. So we wanted you to come on, share your scores, congratulate you, first of all, for this success. It's so exciting to get the scores you need and be able to move past the exam. So tell us about that first. What scores did you get? You just took it recently, right?
Yes, actually, I do have the test 2 times in the short period of time, I do take 2 tests.
Okay.
And I will share my score for the listening first.
Okay.
I got overall 7.0, and for the listening test, I got 7.5, reading 7, writing 6, speaking 7.
Okay, awesome. So we want to talk about how you prepared and the strategies from the 3 Keys course that you used to get the scores you needed. You needed that overall 7, amazing scores, listening 7.5, speaking 7, fantastic. And so let's dive in here. But first, let us know, why did you need to take the IELTS exam?
Because I also want to follow my dream to apply for the university in the US, and they require like I have to have at least 6.5 and for overall and all band not below than 6.0.
Okay, so you're going to go to university in the United States. Do you know which university you want to attend?
Oh, I hope that I can attend the University University of Illinois at Chicago, UIC.
Nice. Oh, I love Chicago. Hopefully you're prepared for cold weather, but it is a very cool city. So that would be really fun. Awesome. Oh. So exciting. Okay, let's dive into how you were able to get these scores. You took the exam two times, you said, right? But your most recent scores, you were able to get the scores you needed. When did you sign up for 3 Keys IELTS? And what made you decide to take the course?
Oh, I have to bring you back for my first test. It's like I be a big fan of All Ear English show from the podcast before. And then when I heard that you guys also offer the new course like the IELTS Unity, and I try to follow your all episode, and I think I'm ready to take the exam, and I just jump into the first exam with only the strategy that you got Hawaii? Is that like a lot of chunk strategy that is free for me at that time? And I try to see that how it's work. And in the first test, I don't have any strategy enough, but do have a free strategy from you that you provide on your podcast so far. And I get listening only 5.5, reading 6.5, and writing 6, and speaking 5.
Okay, so you were
And then,
learning a lot from the IELTS Energy podcast strategies, but then you took the exam and weren't getting the scores you needed, right? 5.56. So it wasn't getting you quite the strategies you needed. That happens sometimes, right? With the podcast, we're giving tons of information, but what was it that was lacking? What do you think you needed? What about the course was what was missing?
Oh, I think I just have like a lot of small pieces that you guys provide for the listener. That was so awesome. And yeah, after I sign up to the course, and I just know that everything that you guys provide in each episode merge into the huge amount of knowledge. And then I just think like, yeah, now I know the way how is you like when you read a book, you read only one or two page, and then you cannot know how to use it like in the correct way. But after you finish all of the book, like a whole book one, as I sign into the 3KILs course, and then I know the way how it work, and I know the huge chunk that merge all piece that I get from your podcast
Okay,
together.
yes.
And
I love
after
that
that,
metaphor. Let me pause and emphasize that amazing metaphor you're using, right? When you have a book, if you're reading a page here and there, you have these separate chunks. It's hard to get the whole idea, really get the full plot, the main idea. And that's how it is often for you listeners out there. We're giving you sort of chunks, strategies, bits here and there, and that might not quite be enough to get you the scores you need on IELTS. You need the whole book, right? So that's how it was for you, Kwong, right? And so then once you signed up for 3Keys IELTS, you sort of had the full roadmap, these strategies simplified it. It sort of brought the picture all together. Yes.
Yes, correctly. And you know what? It's only for 2 weeks so far for my first test and the second test. That was making me so wonder about the strategy really work.
Yes. So it was only 2 weeks of studying with those strategies that just sort of locked everything into place for you. And then you were able to get your scores. That's amazing. Because you had been studying for a while, right? You were listening to All Ears English and IELTS Energy for a while, studying. And then once you had not, I think what helps too, let me ask you, is to just have your time organized, right? Where we have the modules, you know exactly what to do each day, the study guide, which tells you what to do. Did that help to sort of have organized for you exactly what to spend your time on?
Oh yes, and I do recommend for some people that have only a short amount of time to prepare the test, and you can go just for the intermediate level section for prepare. It's not like 7 day roadmap so far, and it helped me a lot on that.
Nice. So you just use that roadmap for 7 days, organize your time. Okay, let's dive into some specific strategies that helped you get those scores. Let's first talk about listening. You scored very highly on listening, and you were getting lower scores before 3Keys IELTS. Are there strategies from the course you can share with listeners that really helped you to improve those that score?
Oh, I think the should be one thing that Jessica mentioned about you should focus on the structure sentence and try to get you familiar with the audio. And then I think most of them, because of I listening all of your podcasts so far and get a tip from Jessica that mentioned that I should know all the grammar rule allow the answer.
That's an interesting. A lot of students, before they get in the course, sort of don't think about grammar as much for listening, but it's true. The question is incorrect if you're not matching the grammar to what you're filling in, right? And that is definitely something to watch for. And then, like you said, just familiarizing yourself with the type of audio you will hear, different accents, the different IELTS listening. So listening to our podcast, but what else were you listening to prepare for this exam?
I do recommend to listening as you guys mentioned, like NPR podcast is really work and
nice.
Help you to have a lot of way of thinking when you speaking out also.
Yes. And did you follow along on the transcripts sometimes or not? What was your process with NPR podcasts?
Yes, I do work on the transcript, but just sometimes. And mainly, I use the transcript form All Ears English app.
Okay.
Yes, that must look great.
Okay. So yes, this the All Ears English app is amazing. For those of you out there who aren't familiar, Quang, tell us about how does that work as far as, you know, saving vocabulary, following transcripts. How long ago did you sign up for the All Ears English app?
It should be almost 1 year.
Okay.
So far. Yeah, that was so long journey.
And so is that how, because with the app, you can save vocabulary that we highlight, higher level vocabulary for IELTS, and then you
yes.
have it all in one place. So did you sort of use that as your vocabulary notebook, or did you also save vocabulary elsewhere? What was your process?
I just use that app and save it into the app. Sometimes mm-hmm. if I want to mimic them, I also load that down, but it's just not a chunk of that. But you have to load a whole sentence and try to use this with your experience or something that you want to use it in your own way.
Okay. Oh, that is a really good transition into talking about your speaking score using this app also to mimic, right? Where you can pause the episode,
yes.
you have the transcripts there, you can repeat exactly what you hear one of the hosts say, which is a great way to practice for the IELTS listening or for the IELTS speaking exam. So tell us what other strategies did you use? You scored 7 on IELTS speaking, which is great. But tell us, how did you prepare to get that score? What did you do?
Oh, I listening all of your podcast on the IELTS energy, and then I try to pronounce and think about my own, what is that? Think about my own answer and compare to yours on your podcast, and okay. also try to apply your vocab in each episode to my answer.
Okay, nice. So with the IELTS Energy podcast, I think it's tempting
yes.
sometimes to listen to our sample answers and then leave it at that, right? But clearly you were going the extra mile. You're practicing answering with your own answers using the vocabulary whenever you heard a sample answer from us, right? That really is the best
yes.
way to use these episodes to practice for IELTS speaking. Awesome. And then are there any strategies from the Three Keys course about IELTS speaking, how you can get those scores that you could share with listeners?
Oh, I do recommend you guys to also use the vocabulary band 9 word that maybe is only, as I remember so far, is it $30? But it's worth of your money at all, cause you can use in your both writing and also speaking test.
Okay, the list of 100 band 9
yes.
words is what you're talking about. Yes,
yes,
that is a great recommendation. We have that inside the Three Keys course, a list of 100 band 9 words that are pretty easy, like you said, Quang, to incorporate in both IELTS speaking and writing, right? A little more generally useful
yeah,
vocab.
Absolutely.
So do you feel like on test day, you were able to use quite a bit of that vocabulary?
Oh, yes, absolutely. For the listening test, I use a lot of the words in the list, and I feel it, yeah. Actually, I also went off topic for a while, but I think that vocabulary help me and pull me back on the score that I need.
Okay, so are you talking about IELTS speaking part 2 when you have to talk for 2 minutes? You sort of went off topic a little
yes.
bit. Okay, this is really good information here, Jessica. And I often say, like, yes, go off topic, tell a story, as long as you answer the question and we can see this worked for you, right? You still scored a 7 in spite of going off topic on IELTS part 2. It's totally fine, right? As long as you're directly answering that topic, then you can share any related information. Do you remember what your IELTS part, your speaking part 2 question was, your prompt?
Oh, yes. It's about, can you share your experience or something that you share with other person? I think I heard that before on your podcast, and I mimic only that the student asks you guy about, oh, they share about their feeling, and then without anything coming to my mind on that time, I also speak out like, yes, I sharing my feeling with my sister, blah, 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 and yes, that was disaster on that time for my feeling.
Oh, I love that so much. I remember that episode when we talked about, you know, if you're asked, describe something you shared with someone, and we, you know, can you talk about sharing feelings, which means to sort of tell someone how you're feeling? You said, absolutely, that would work. I love that you remembered this sample answer and were able to get an idea from it on test day. That's so fantastic. And so you were able to tell a story and fill that 2 minutes then?
Yes.
Awesome.
And after that in my party, because I didn't tell about the food as Jessica recommend us to save, then the first thing that come into my taste day is, yeah, should discuss about sharing a food in your culture or something. That was exactly how Jessica teach, and we should talk in the part 2. Then I feel more confident and I can pull myself back on the test day.
I see. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you did a fantastic job. Congratulations again for getting the scores you needed. It's how do you feel now that you're past IELTS and ready to move on with your goals and dreams? How does it feel?
Oh, I'm so happy. And it's like, oh, it's done, but it's not yet, because I'm still waiting for the writing course for you girls. I still have to working on my writing so far, and I feel happy and want to share other people to feel the same way as me.
Nice. Yes, I do too. I know. That's really what drives me to help students get to where you are right now. This amazing feeling of getting the scores you need on IELTS and moving on with your life, with your dreams. But you're right. Like you said, you know, you still need to improve writing. You've got learning English is a lifelong journey, right? We're never done when we're learning a language. We're constantly improving, constantly learning more. So you have that ahead of you, but now without the, you know, that pressure of having to get your IELTS scores. So very exciting. Congratulations. And thank you so much for being here with us today to share your journey and share this advice with IELTS listeners. Kwong, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me today. And last thing, proof is in the pudding, as Jessica too.
I love that idiom, right? The proof is in the pudding.
Yes, me too. I also think that I should use that one time on your show.
Yes, so good. Well done. This is the perfect example, right? You are the proof in the pudding, right? When you have the strategies you need, when you can have your time organized, right? Let us do the work for you. Guys, go to get the same system Kwong used. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys, K-E-Y-S, and sign up for 3 Keys IELTS. And thank you again, Kwong. Congratulations, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.